wait, I said, all's well in time. All's well, I can't wait. See Eloise go lying there. All's well, I can't wait. I said, all's well in time. All's well, I can't wait. See Eloise go lying in track. I got a woman in a deadly sweat. If you wanna die easy, let me catch you there. I got a woman.
So this whole evening is conceived of as sort of a retrospective of the year, where we select some of our favorite music from the various events that we perform at. That last piece was brought to us by Anthony Tracek King, who conducts the Boston Children's Chorus in Boston, Massachusetts. And he was the guest clinician at this year's New York Young Men Singing event, where we had 40 visiting high school young men sing with the Glee Club for a day and experienced a guest rehearsal alongside the Glee Club. And Anthony brought to us a variety of really challenging musical material addressing social issues. And that was one of our favorites that he brought us. This next one, In Flanders Fields, is obviously a very famous poem. This is Christine Donkin's setting. And as I was researching the upcoming centennial of the armistice for World War I, and trying to learn more about the events and remember the events, I learned that Cornell actually lost more young men in that war than any of the service academies. And so I can't help but, when I'm working with these guys, think that the guys who were out there were these people's age, and think about the responsibility we have to, going forward, maintain peace so that they don't end up in that position.
Crosses row on row, that
The last piece of the Glee Club set comes from this amazing program that we have at Cornell, the Sokol Commissioning Fund, named in honor of one of the most beloved conductors of the Cornell Glee Club, one of many, but he's an emeritus and he's still in town and advising us in many ways. Every year we commission someone new to add to the repertory for men's choir. And this year we commissioned Sidney Guillaume, a really vibrant young Haitian-American composer who often collaborates with his father. So this text is one of his father's poems, and it really just speaks to the frustration that he feels with the lack of understanding of the lack of change around the world of violence that we live in. He goes to Haiti and where he lives, and the violence just never ends. So Kampela just means enough.
Oh.
I skipped over one of the highlights in all of my, you know, excitement about that piece. The Hangovers are a wonderful subset a cappella group that we've maintained for a number of years, and they're here to perform a piece for you.
Through another day,
chilling in the throne.
My body's aching and my time is at hand, and I won't make it any other way. I've seen fire and I've seen red. I've seen sunny days that thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come.
Talk about things to come.
Sweet dreams and flying machines and pieces on the ground.
Pieces on the ground.
Back. Thank you.
I mentioned the Men's Glee Club Sokol Commissioning Fund. We have a parallel commissioning fund called No Whining, No Flowers, which we operate out of here. Robert Isaac's predecessor, Scott Tucker, that's his name, noticed that there were just too many pieces on the theme of love and flowers and springtime and sort of stereotypically feminine topics which do not represent the three-dimensional aspects of these women up here. So we like to commission on topics, say, such as science, like the one you just heard by Mia Makarov. Mia is a Finnish composer that we just worked with. She came out to coach the piece. We took it on tour, and we actually premiered it at Twilight this year. The next piece, and I mentioned the retrospective aspect of the program, comes from the Vespers service, which I hope you've all attended at some point during these Cornell students' careers. It's a beautiful candlelit reading and music service around Christmas time, and I hope that you will continue to return even if your Cornelians are gone. It's a great way to reconnect with all of you. This is Northern Lights by Ola Yelo. a pleasure to introduce After Eight, the subset a cappella group of the Cornell Women's Chorus. We selected this final piece for you because it's a spiritual that we took on tour to the South, and we had a particularly memorable experience singing in a 19th century church in Charleston, South Carolina, where we just, the audience reaction and our experience with it was special enough that we wanted to bring it back. This is Heaven Bound Train.
Don't you hear that?
We'll take a short break, and we'll see you in a few moments with some combined repertoire. Thank you. Yes, that's really water in there, for now. This next piece comes from a set of three songs written by Claude Debussy, and we spent most of the spring working on the music of Lily Boulanger, the lesser-known younger sister of Nadia, who passed away at the age of 24, but left behind some incredible music. She actually passed away of Crohn's disease, we now know. And as companion works, we explored some other French choral music along the way. This is one of our favorites that we performed just a few weeks ago for the first time. Next up is a preview of tomorrow's commencement anthem. It was commissioned by John Rowell, a longtime director in this program, and written by a graduate of our fabulous DMA composition program, Zach Wadsworth. It's a text about the journey that these guys have been on and will continue to travel. I hope you enjoy.
Come and all day.
I should add to the conversation that they learned that whole piece this week, which is just insane. Instead of partying, I don't know, Cornell students these days. This last piece is just a little bit of unabashed fun. It's a 19th century American hymn, a lot of G major, a lot of big folk singing, and I just wanted to give them a chance to really sing. The thing we think is kind of funny is that it's called Unclouded Day, and it really means a lot to us right now. We would love to see that.
Thank you for attending the 2017 commencement concert. My name is Bridget Lucy, and I'm the president of the chorus.
My name is Jano, and I'm the vice president of the Glee Club.
Tonight we are honoring our seniors, the class of 2017, so we would like to recognize them and thank them for all that they've done for our group.
Some of them have been in the group for 8 semesters and others have joined along the way, but I think I could speak for everyone in the group when I say that they all contributed greatly to the ensembles, and so thank you guys.
At this point, we'd also like to thank our director, Steve Spinelli. Congratulations on a great concert.
This has been such an amazing semester. I typically and primarily run the 2 mixed choirs on campus, and I stepped in for Robert, who's on a study leave, sort of. I mean, he's really here every day, working hard. And I hope that he's here. I would like to recognize Robert because so much of the work that you see on stage is really his. He's a workhorse. He gets these guys sounding amazing, and thank you for entrusting me with the keys to the car for a little while. I mean it. Come on up. So, as tradition would have it, we now sing a bunch of Cornell songs and celebrate this institution. I'm not letting Robert go because he's going to conduct a few. In fact, the first two, Big Red Team and Davey, you've got this. And alums, you should come on up and feel free to join us if you're here. We always have a few. We'll give you a chance to shuffle.
gained 30 pounds and I'm losing my mind. Parties are lit, but I fear that my grades are going to...
Annoyed. You see, I'm magna cum laude.